For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump was on Capitol Hill to discuss immigration reform. He later tweeted, "We want heart and security in America." He's come under intense criticism for his zero-tolerance policy that includes taking kids away from their parents at the border. The president met with House Republicans to talk about reform.
This has been a really bad, bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
He says, as it stands now, his only options are an open border or prosecuting those who cross it illegally.
So what I'm asking Congress to do is to give us a third option, which we have been requesting since last year, the legal authority to detain and promptly remove families together as a unit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has tumbled 287 points as President Trump gears up the trade war with China. That drop puts the Dow back in negative territory for the year and marks its longest losing streak in 15 months. Investors are finding it harder to ignore the escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Russia is now getting involved, with its economy minister announcing it'll impose tariffs on U.S. road-building machinery. Apple was down 1.6%, despite President Trump saying iPhones wouldn't be subject to tariffs. FBI agent Peter Strzok was escorted out of the bureau as he awaits possible disciplinary action over text messages critical of President Trump. Strzok was released to the Human Resources Department at the FBI, where he is still employed. His attorney said that he believes that there's still a chance he could go back to work at the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke in Detroit about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. John Clemens has more.
Kim has gone from firing missiles over Japan to making threats to nuke Americans to meeting with South Korean leaders to a summit in Singapore with President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described why the changes during a speech at the Economic Club of Detroit.
President Trump rallied every nation in the world to pressure North Korea in a way that it would begin to rethink its own security and to come to view its nuclear weapon system not as a security blanket, but in fact as the one thing that could threaten their leadership and their regime.
I'm John Clemens.
Professional basketball player Sterling Brown filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Milwaukee and its police department over an incident this year in which he was tased. The Milwaukee Bucks guard says in the suit, police violated his 4th and 14th Amendment rights during an arrest in January, which stemmed from a parking violation in handicapped stalls. Brown was unarmed and never faced any criminal charges. Brown's attorney said Milwaukee police officers have a history of excessive force against black men. Brown said he was swarmed by police, kneed in the groin, tased, and an officer stood on his ankle. The police chief in Milwaukee said the officers acted inappropriately, and Milwaukee's mayor has also apologized. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.